You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. It's 7 o'clock. It's time for Edge of Americana. You were just listening to Wide Ear Folk. And let's get it started right away, folks. It's all duets tonight of various sizes and shapes. Well, mostly two people, since it's a duet. Give me a call if you'd like, 649-9737. If there's a duet you want to hear, I've got special guests in the live studio warming up right now, and we'll get to them in a second. But here's one of my favorite duets. It's Skaggs and Rice.
Will the roses bloom where she lies sleeping? Will the flowers shed their petals there? Will the dewdrops fall upon the roses where my darling sleeps beneath the sand? Her lips were like a bunch of roses. Her eyes shine like the starlight sky. Her hair was dark and it was curly. I'll love her till the day I die. Will the roses bloom where she lies sleeping? Will the flowers shed their petals there? Will the dewdrops fall upon the roses where my darling sleeps beneath the sand? My darling, as she's sleeping underneath the beautiful sky, I miss her more now since she has left me. I know we've said our last goodbye. Will the roses bloom where she lies sleeping? Will the flowers shed their petals there? Will the dewdrops fall upon the roses where my darling sleeps beneath the sand? Will the flowers shed their petals there? Will the dewdrops fall upon the roses where my darling sleeps beneath the sand?
Ain't that fine? time it come, we'll eat that Cuban little pie. My gal, eat that Cuban little pie.
Until I saw him through. While they were at the bar drinking, that same old dog came to his mind. He killed that girl and all his lovers. He gave her paws and a glass of wine. She laid her head over on his shoulder. Said, when he did, please take me home. That glass of wine that I've just drank has gone to my head and done me wrong.
Thank you.
Wasn't that nice? That's Dave Apollon right there playing the mandolin doing Stardust. And I thought that was a duet as a piano and mandolin duet. I heard actually a guitar chunking in there. So that was a truet, I guess is what you'd call that, I think. Anyway, it's 7:20. You're on Edge of Americana, and that was just beautiful. Before that, the Dixon Brothers, who were both born right at the turn of the 20th century in Rockingham, North Carolina, Dorsey and Howard Dixon. And then they were friendly with another group, Darby and Carlton, that I'll be playing a little later on today, and they had a big influence on a lot of the brother duets. They were mill workers in North Carolina, and then they made it, well, at least somewhat big in the brother duet scene in the 1930s, and that was a song called Going Down with the Old Canoe, which is, of course, about the Titanic. The Old Canoe. Before that, the Stanley Brothers. Again, not a duet, but they were singing. It's a duet voice thing. The Little Glass of Wine, beautiful stuff. That's from a recording called, the earliest recording is the Complete Rich Tone, the Rich R Tone 78s. And the Costway Sisters before that, the Wagoner's Lad, a very old English tune. And the Costway Sisters are twin sisters, and they sound like it. They sound like they're pretty much one person singing in duet. And the Allen Brothers, before that, with Ain't That Skippin' and Flyin'. The Allen Brothers, another popular brother group from the 1930s. They were pretty bawdy and quite racy for their time period. Some of the songs, actually, I probably shouldn't play on this radio station, and I don't. But you could listen to them if you wanted to. The Allen Brothers, great stuff. And there's a kazoo, and you can't go wrong with a kazoo. And we started it with Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice from the album Skaggs and Rice with Will the Roses Bloom, which is just a pretty harmony if ever there was one. So we have special guests in the studio tonight in from, well, they've been in Richmond for the last week, actually, or close to it, because of the snow. And one of them lives here in Richmond. It's the Honey Dewdrops. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. You guys having a good night thus far this evening?
So far, so good.
In WRIR's ultra-modern studio facility.
Hey, this is great.
Yeah, it really is. So we'll do introductions and stuff in a second, but if you guys would like, you could just jump right in with a song.
Sure.
This is the Honey Dewdrops on WRIR on Edge of Americana.
Go to the song you ever heard.
That's the Honey Dew Drops. Why don't you, you guys need a second to catch your breath and capo up or tune up or anything like that?
Sure.
Let's do a quick introduction. Let's go around the very small room and talk about it.
Sure. My name is Keggy Parrish, and I am usually one half of this duet. The other half is my lovely wife, Laura Wortman. We are actually joined tonight by our good buddy and mandolin and bass player, Barry Lawson.
All right, so it's another one of these three-person duets.
It's a truet.
It's a truet. We've been hearing all about them. All right, so what was the name of that one?
That was a tune called Wandering Boy that we wrote, and so influenced by bluegrass music, we sort of felt called to write a song in that vein.
Yeah, for sure. It sounded like it could be an old song.
Well, good, that's what we're going for.
Exactly,
that's
the point. Well, let's hear another one. How about it?
This is another original of ours. This is called Fly Away Free. Trying gets out of me. Pretty alright, but all out of breath. She got a little branch to rest on and nothing but jail. Thrown out her body and light her soul. She searched for diamonds and sift through gold. Her hands shaky, she let go of tomorrow. She gonna fly away free.
That's the Honey Dew Drops once again. I think I won't even interrupt. I just interrupted, but let's keep this interruption short, and you guys can just play one more, and then we'll interrupt. You're listening to Edge of Americana.
We're going to play another song that we wrote. This one's called When Was the War?
Was it?
sweet violet stream. When was war? I know, sooner or later we all come to. When was war? I know, sooner or later we all come to. When was war? I know.
And that's the Honey Dewdrops here on WRIR. Thank you guys so much. That was called Windless War. And as much as I'd like to think that you're just coming up to visit us, you know, with no ulterior motives in mind, there must be a reason which you are here on the radio tonight.
Oh, well, we do happen to have a show tomorrow.
What a coincidence.
Kind of amazing. But, yeah, we're playing at Ashland Coffee and Tea tomorrow.
Very nice.
So, yeah, we wanted to...
7 o'clock, $5. Come on down.
And Ashland Coffee and Tea, it's a very loud room, right? There's constantly people talking and smoking cigarettes.
A lot of smoking.
There's a football game on usually.
Right? Mosh pit.
Right? Yeah, of course, Ashland Coffee and Tea is one of the area's more renowned listening rooms. And so if you were to come out and see the Honey Dewdrops there tomorrow night, you would certainly get a very intimate show. And at $5... That's pretty good.
It's a steal.
And the snow's coming, so, you know, make your weekend plans early in the week, folks, because, you know, once the weekend hits, it's just going to be Ice Age all over again. So tell me a little bit about, we're going to get into y'all's influences a little more when you come over here to play recorded music.
Mm-hmm.
But just very quickly, if you have some, I'd love to know.
Some influences.
Yeah.
Well, right now I've been really into Elin Jewell. As a contemporary influence, just really digging her vocals and writing style, kind of a throwback sort of thing. So that's what I've been listening to a lot of that lately. How about
mm-hmm.
you?
It's always a mixture of sort of new stuff and old stuff.
Right.
So a lot of those like brother and sister type duets that you've been talking about
mm-hmm.
tonight, a lot of those people like the Carters and the Monroe Brothers and the Louvins and the Blue Sky Boys and the list goes on and on.
Stanley Brothers.
Was there a particular recording for any of y'all in the room that or a particular song that you heard that made you interested in getting into this kind of music?
Oh, man.
Writing it?
Maybe that Bill and Doc.
Yeah, the duet.
Yeah, the live duets.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful CD.
Hearing them sing
album.
Yeah, Where's My Sailor Boy? I think that was a big one for me.
Yeah. Well, that's as good as any, to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight you have Barry Lawson, who some folks may recognize as a local bluegrass
yes,
area.
Yes, they do.
He's the go-to man.
Yeah.
You want him to play with you.
He's around.
And he's definitely around. He plays with a few groups. Let's see, the Dimmy Johns and Harper and Company, playing
mm-hmm.
bass and mandolin with Harper. And there's a new group, I guess.
Barry's exploring duets as well with his new group, Shake and Howdy.
Which are you?
I guess that would be Howdy.
Okay.
Shake is my good friend Dave Quill.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous guitar player.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Both excellent
and
musicians.
He'll fix your eyeballs as well, too.
He will.
Keggy's dad likes to call him C sharp.
Yeah, right. Mr. Fancy Jazz Man. All right, well, that's great, and we'll talk some more when we get you in here. But you guys got some more music you'd like to play for us?
We do. Sure. I think Barry's going to hop on bass here, and we're going to start off with an instrumental tune that we wrote, and then it's going to lead into a traditional song.
Excellent. Well, you are listening to the Honey Dewdrops live here in WRIR's live studio on Edge of Americana. It's 7:35, and here they will go in just 1 second. I'll take this opportunity while they're just getting ready to let you know that at the mixing board tonight we have our very own operations manager and kind of station guru, Julia McCauley. So everyone out there, applaud mentally for Julia McCauley.
Woo-hoo!
Said mentally. Here they are, the Honey Dewdrop.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Guys got one more for us?
Yeah.
Certainly.
Or does that count as one? You can play as many as you want. We had said three more, so I didn't know whether that was one or two right there. What did you have that as?
One.
Okay, that's fine. Two more then. All right. So let me just say one thing really quickly before you guys go on. I need to let everybody out there know that the National Weather Service is part of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and provides extensive information to the public about weather, air quality, current aviation and marine forecasts, long-term predictions, and storm warnings. You can find all of this information and more, including satellite images, on their website at www.weather.gov. And controlling the airwaves, and therefore a very small bit of the weather tonight, if you kind of believe in physics and stuff, is the Honeydew Drops here on Edge of Americana. So let's keep it moving with some more music.
All right. We're going to do a new song that we wrote, and this is called Nobody in This World.
Follow me down.
All right, we're going to do one more song, and this is an old gospel tune that we picked up off of a duet from the 1950s and 60s called the Cook Duet. And this is called Ain't No Grave. I'm going to just get set here. Almost ready. All right.
Let me get the correct picks.
Okay, everybody set? We're all good? Here we go.
Well, there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down.
Honey Dewdrops, live on Edge of Americana. They'll be playing tomorrow night at Ashland Coffee and Tea, and they'll be in here in just a second to chat it up with us live in the studio. But really quickly, you guys got a website?
Yeah, it's thehoneydewdrops.com.
All right, thehoneydewdrops.com. And so while we wait for them to get in here, let's hear some more duet music. This is the Stripling Brothers. You can give me a call, 804-649-9737, if you have a request in the world of duets or if you want to talk to the Honey Dewdrops, either thing. But let's get back into it. This is a tune called Whiskers.
Thank you. a ship that's tossed and driven on, battered by an angry sea. When the storms of life are raging and its fury falls on me, I look up and wonder why all good fortunes pass me by. Then I say to my soul, don't worry, the Lord will make a way somehow. Lord will make a way somehow. When me pull across you by, He will take away your sorrow. Let Him have your burdens now. When my burdens are so heavy, low beneath the cross I bow. Then I say to myself, be patient. The Lord will make a way somehow. Often there's misunderstanding all the things I try to do. Go to friends for consolation, and I find complaining too. Somehow, when me pull across you bow, He will take away your sorrow. Let Him have your burdens now. When my burdens are so heavy, low beneath the cross I bow. Then I say to myself, be patient. The Lord will make
one I love. my head from the railroad eyes. Gonna lay my head down on some railroad eyes. Gonna let some fast train satisfy my mind.
WRIR is celebrating 5 glorious years of radio for the rest of us. And on February 5th, you're invited to the party for the rest of us. We will have live music from some of Richmond's finest, including Hex Orchest, The Hot Dams, Amazing Ghost, Long Arms, Photosynthesizers, and Black Liquid. Turnstile Sound System and WRIR DJs will be spinning in 2 rooms. Plus, Native American group Yaw Ta Nund will open the night with traditional powwow drumming, singing, and dance. There will be WRIR raffles along with food, beverages, and birthday cake. The party starts at 7 p.m. and goes until midnight on First Friday, February 5th at the magnificent Renaissance Ballroom, 107 West Broad Street. Donation is just $10 and all proceeds benefit WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. For more information, visit WRIR.org.
And you are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. That's Richmond Independent Radio. It is 8 o'clock, or as near as it can be to 8 o'clock, and you are listening here as we do duets and things of that nature. Now, we just heard Andrew and Jim Baxter, who were African-American father and son duo, actually Cherokee thrown in for good nature. And they did a lot of fiddle duets, and they were also associated with the Georgia Yellow Hammers, and both of the groups were from Gordon County, Georgia, in the 1920s, and that was a tune called The Operator Blues. And before that, I'm going to let my guests talk about that. That was a group called the Cook Duet.
Yes, it was. The Cook Duet, we just actually did a song that we heard on that record called Ain't No Grave, and we heard about them through Ginny Hawker and Tracy Schwartz. Tracy was in the New Lost City Ramblers, mm-hmm. and we did this great thing with them. We did something called a home shop where they did vocal instruction for 2 days solid, you know, very intense. And they were really interested in having us listen to a lot of music. And the Cook Duet was one of those groups that they played for us. And we just were thrown back by their song. So
that's great. Whereabouts did you do that? That
at Ginny and Tracy's house in West Virginia.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. And Cook Duet is a West Virginia group, as he mm-hmm. said. And we started it with the Stripling Brothers with a tune called Whiskers. And interestingly enough, the Stripling Brothers were Ira and Charlie, just like the Leuven Brothers. So that's, I feel like, a
happy coincidence.
Yeah, it's a really happy coincidence. So once again, I'm in the studio here with the Honeydew Drops, and we have Laura, and I forgot your last name.
Warpin,
and Keggy.
Keggy Parrish.
And off mic. Kind of just glowering in the corner. We have Barry Lawson. He's the third in that duet. So let's see what should we talk about. You guys want to play another tune?
If have you played any Carter Family yet?
I have not. Here, go ahead and get a little closer to that mic.
Sure,
and talk.
Sure, no problem.
You can lift it up to you also if you'd like.
That would be much easier, yeah. Wouldn't
it? Technology.
Talking about duets. You know, I guess you can't really talk about duets without the good old Carter Family.
Yeah. Number one is the track we're going to hear.
It's a track called Oh Take Me Back, and it's I think it's just Sarah and Maybell on this recording.
Okay, and just remember, folks, you can call in at 804-649-9737 if you have a duet you'd like to hear or a question for the Honeydew Drops, and you can also check out the playlist online at WRIR.org. So here are the Carter Family. Here is the Carter. Here it goes.
Keep from crying. Woke up this morning and I could not keep from crying. good gal left me with a troubling mind. Just look where that evening sun has gone. Oh, just look where that evening sun has gone. Gone down behind the mountain and won't be back till morn. Talk to my honey all night long. Oh, take me back and try me one more time. Oh, take me back and try me one more time. And if I don't do, then send me down the line.
Like any band that celebrates after it finishes a song. Like, we did it at the end of another. That was Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys. And of course, there were more than just the two of them on stage, but the highlight was the beautiful brother harmonies. Well, there's a lot of highlights. One of the highlights was the beautiful brother harmonies there, and that's She Left Me Standing on the Mountain, recorded in the early 1960s at the Newport Folk Festival. And the Carter Family before that, a pick from the Honeydew Drops, Oh Take Me Back. And that's from an anthology released on JSP. So we were just chatting a bit about future gigs coming up. And, of course, you guys are going to be at Ashland Coffee and Tea tomorrow night. And then it looks like you're headed off on a little northeastern swing.
Yep.
And then we've got another Virginia date coming up sometime.
Right? Yeah, the beginning of March, March 11th, I believe. It's a Thursday evening, and there's a really great new acoustic and roots music-oriented music hall that's open in Stanton, Virginia, called Mockingbird. And it's an extremely nice room, great sound system, very comfortable, good food as well, which is always key.
Always a pleasure. It doesn't always happen that way.
No, it doesn't.
Often you'll get a nice venue that does, can't get it together in the kitchen.
But we're excited to get up there next month. And Huss and Dalton, the guitar makers, and I guess they make banjos too, are starting a concert series up there on Thursday evenings, and we're going to go up there and be a part of that. Laura actually plays a Huss and Dalton.
That's
very
great.
Proudly.
And anyone out there who knows what Keggy's talking about with Huss and Dalton understands just how nice an instrument they are. They're all handmade there in Stanton.
Really
and,
nice
stuff. While they are kind of a larger, I mean, larger than a single guy in his garage, they are not, they're not a large company, and they're very personable. You can go out to Stanton anytime, well, not anytime you want, but you call them up, you go out there, you can get a tour of the facilities. And
show you around.
Yeah, somebody's calling right now, which is unfortunate for them because we're on air, so they'll have to just keep calling. But why don't we take this opportunity to play, March 11th at the Mockingbird in Stanton. So go ahead, and what are we going to play now, Laura?
Number 10. And it's Down to Tampa, and this is a Mike Seeger and Paul Brown tune.
Oh, I love this song. All right, so this is Down to Tampa, or I know it is Going Down to Tampa, but whatever. That's pretty much the same thing.
Hey, let's get it right now.
Yeah, let's get it right. This is Edge of Americana.
To be a hustler, gosh darn your hard luck soul. I've got my ticket, and to tell you what I think I'll do, I'm going down to Tampa. Settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down. I've got my ticket, and to tell you what I think I'll do, I'm going down to Tampa. Settle down. Please won't you let me ride your blind? You got to have a ticket, don't you know this train ain't mine? I've got my ticket, and to tell you what I think I'll do, I'm going down to Tampa. Settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down, settle down. I've got my ticket, and to tell you what I think I'll do, I'm going down to Tampa. Settle down. My mama, she told me, and my papa, he told me too, don't you let no West Virginia woman make a gosh darn fool out of you. I've got my ticket, and to tell you what I think I'll do, I'm going down to Tampa. Settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. I've got my ticket, and to tell you what I think I'll do, I'm going down to Tampa. Settle down. Stay. Yes, the more you trouble, the more it'll drive me away. I've got my ticket, and to tell you what I think I'll do, I'm going down to Tampa. Settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down.
up my ticket and I tell you what I think I'll do. I'm a-going down to Tampa, settle down.
Even you don't love me anymore. All my pleadings and my efforts are in vain. Well, perhaps you've found another, or you just got tired of me. Then I guess I'll go on dreaming just the same. When another's arms enfold you and you smile into their eyes, will you let the past run in your mind again? But if you are satisfied with another by your side, then I guess I'll go on dreaming just the same. Chance your friends should leave you and you wander all alone. In my heart I'll gladly take you back again. If you marry happily, live in wealth and luxury, then I guess I'll go on dreaming just the same. After time has told its story and the gray has streaked your hair, and no longer in your heart you hold me blame, even after death has called you from this wicked world of sin, then I guess I'll go on dreaming just the same.
It's cool down on the banks of Jordan. It's cool down on the banks of Jordan. It's cool down on the banks of Jordan. My Lord said, come on in, I'll meet you there. They're shouting down on the banks of Jordan. They're shouting down on the banks of Jordan. They're shouting down on the banks of Jordan. My Lord said, come on in, I'll meet you there. Now when I went down to the river, that water looked deep and cold. It chilled this old body, but it sure felt good to my soul. But it's cold down on the banks of Jordan. It's cool down on the banks of Jordan. It's cool down on the banks of Jordan. My Lord said, come on in, I'll meet you there. We're shouting down on the banks of Jordan, they're shouting down on the banks of Jordan, they're shouting down on the banks of Jordan. My Lord said, come on in, I'll meet you there.
Now when Jesus went down to the river and John baptized him there, it was pleasing to his Father, 'cause his Spirit filled the air.
But it's cool down on the banks of Jordan. It's cool down on the banks of Jordan. It's cool down on the banks of Jordan. My Lord said, come on in, I'll meet you there. It's shouting down on the banks of Jordan. It's shouting down on the banks of Jordan. It's shouting down on the banks of Jordan. My Lord said, come on in, I'll meet you there.
Another good in there. That was Tracy Schwartz and Jenny Hawker. Can you guys? I know you spoke a little bit about it. Can you speak a little more about the two of them?
Sure, man. What a great influence those two are. Jenny Hawker comes from a very musical family, I guess. A lot of singers in her family.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad, I think, was a big influence on her, and they did a lot of unaccompanied singing. I think she came up in a primitive Baptist kind of background, so a lot of interesting. Traditional kind of singing going on there, and then the Jenny and Tracy put together is just perfect.
Right. I mean, Tracy Schwartz, as you said, from the New Lost City Ramblers,
yeah.
And you said they were out in West Virginia. Whereabouts in West Virginia?
This little town called Cox's Mill, and it's like in the middle of nowhere, but the most beautiful place you've ever seen.
I love West Virginia. I think it's like the best place in America, and it's fairly undiscovered. I think it has some sort of stigma. I know growing up living very close to West Virginia in Virginia, we definitely, there was all kinds of West Virginia jokes, but I take them all back. I take them all back now because my time there. And before that, we had the Bales Brothers doing I Guess I'll Go On Dreaming, and we actually, I guess it was a little New Lost City Ramblers sandwich there because mm-hmm. we started it with Mike Seeger and Paul Brown doing Down to Tampa, and Paul Brown, for those of you who may not know, if you listen to NPR programming on NPR affiliate stations, if you ever turn your dial from WRIR, that is, and you hear the NPR news, that Paul Brown is frequently the reader of that. But he's also a fabulous banjo player, and on that one, a singer as well, doing Down to Tampa. So we had the Honey Dewdrops here in the studio tonight. And before we leave, we want to talk a bit about Barry Lawson, mandolin and bass player, and some gigs that you've got coming up in the near future. So I know maybe you're not a singing man, but get on that microphone and talk.
Dave Kuo and I have been doing some duo stuff lately. Not nearly the kind of harmonies that these two next to me do, but we've been playing a little bit, calling ourselves now Shake and Howdy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story behind that can come later. And so we're playing Wheezy's down in Carytown February 11th,
okay.
Thursday night, and Uptown Coffee in Victoria down toward Farmville Friday, February 12th.
Excellent. Are these new originals, or are you doing old tunes, or a little bit of both?
It's a mixture of that stuff with maybe a few jazz tunes thrown in. A lot of influences that
Excellent.
We like to pull out.
For those listeners who don't know Dave Kuo, haven't seen him play, he plays with he was playing guitar with the Slack Family, I know. I don't know if
he sits in with them.
He sits in with everyone. Actually, on my cell phone, I have, before I knew his last name, I just had him listed as Picker Dave because the guy just likes to play music.
Yeah, man. Well, he used to
really
play
good.
Back in college with the Steep Canyon Rangers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Who are somewhat successful.
They're doing
okay now. I think they were on Conan O'Brien or something, on David Letterman or something
touring
like that.
Touring with Steve Martin,
yeah. So, well.
Life is good.
Life's good for some, anyway.
And I guess Dave and I get to open for these guys. They've been nice enough. That's probably not until April. But
yeah, down in Rapunzel's in Lovingston, Virginia.
Virginia.
So, yeah, we'll get that going on. But, yeah, if you're in Richmond and you can stop by Wheezy's, you should definitely check Barry and Dave out because it really is some fantastic music.
And they also have a MySpace page.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
It's, MySpace.com/ShakeInHowdy.
Shake in Howdy.
The letter N.
Oh, N. Shake in Howdy. Okay. I thought it was, there you go.
It is Shake and.
Shake and Howdy. Right.
You can't use an ampersand.
No ampersands allowed. No plus signs allowed, I'm afraid to say. So you do the best you can with what you got. Well, thank you guys so much for coming out. It was a great time. And don't forget,
thanks for having us.
Tomorrow night at Ash and Coffee and Tea is the Honey Dewdrops, which is going to be a good time. So you might consider doing that. And it's only $5, starts at 7 p.m. And the Honey Dewdrops can be found at thehoneydewdrops.com?
Mm-hmm.
And that's D-E-W, like a dewdrop. Don't get scatological here, folks. So, Okay, so we'll play a little more duet music. You can give. I'll be here for another 30 some minutes anyway, and these guys are going to make their way out, and we'll hear more from them later. Oh, I just turned my mic off. We'll hear more from them later, and now let's hear some more music. I can't rightly remember what I'm going to play, but the Dessert. Here's the Cackle Sisters doing Old Dan Tucker. This is really great.
Says which? Oh, I get it. Friends, it's the Cackle Sisters with one of your favorite old Southern breakdowns, Old Dan Tucker.
I come to town the other night. I hear the noise in a pity fight. He watched me, he was running around. Says, Old Dan Tucker's coming to town. So get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. You're too late to get your supper. Old Dan and I, we done fall out. And what do you think was all about? He bowed my old setting hen and never fetched her back again. So get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. You're too late to get your supper. Danny was a fine old man. He washed his face in a frying pan. He combed his hair with a wagon wheel and died of a toothache in the heel. So get out of the way, old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, old Dan Tucker. You're too late to get your supper.
Thank you. If you go down in Black Bottom, put your money in your shoe. The women in Black Bottom got them Black Bottom blues. Oh, good mama.
ask for it like we've been, we may record it. We want you to know, let us know how you like it today. Go something like this, right?
Last night, my dear, the rain was falling.
I went to bed so sad and blue.
Then I had a dream of you. I dreamed I was strolling in the evening.
Underneath the harvest moon. Stars were shining in your eyes, but another was that too.
I don't believe you've met my baby.
You looked at him. But I was shaking more inside. I was still wandering through.
Your arm was resting on his shoulder.
You smiled at him, he smiled at you. His eyes were filled with victory.
He said, my sister wants to marry.
Then my heart was filled with thee. I knew that you would marry me.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
backyard, be my backyard. When he barks, he roars like thunder. When he barks, he roars like thunder. When he barks, he roars like thunder. He barks you, baby, it's my new thing. Take this hammer and give to Captain. Take this hammer and give to Captain. Dear, I'm gone, baby, I'm gone. When you pass by, we'll say good morning. When you pass by,
oh, yes, the Kofer Brothers there with I Got a Bulldog, which, it's funny, I think there's kind of similarly themed songs recently in pop music about big dog in the backyard. But anyway, if you got a dog, you want to sing about it. Guess that's the moral of that story right there. And where am I? I'm kind of lost. Oh, yeah. Before that, we had Don Reno and Arthur Smith. Not Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith and not Fiddlin' Arthur Smith, but yet another Smith, Arthur Smith. And that's 5'2", Eyes of Blue. And apparently Don Reno, Arthur Smith called him Chicken. And the Leuven Brothers before that with I Don't Believe You've Met My Baby from Live at the New River Ranch. And before that, we started it with the Dzurek Sisters, a.k.a. the Cackle Sisters, performing on the Checkerboard Squares radio show. They were doing Old Dan Tucker. And if you want to see a picture of them, you can go to WRIR.org and check out my playlist. That was Mary Jane and Caroline Dzurek. And they are from Minnesota. And they were on Chicago radio in the 1930s. And they were on Purina Mills Checkerboard Times radio show in 1937. And then they did some recordings and things of that nature. And also, actually, apparently one of them married one of the members of the Prairie Ramblers. Let's see. Caroline Dzurek married Ralph Rusty Gill, singer and guitar player of the Prairie Ramblers, who you've heard on this very show. So that's interesting information there. It's like that's like Brangelina or something like that, I guess. Oh, now I'm just talking. I got to stop talking. Okay, we got a lot to get through here if we're going to – excuse me, that wasn't the Kofer Brothers. That was the Sweet Brothers. Oh, the phone calls I'm going to get. Anyway, and now let's hear some more. Let's hear from some sisters. These are the let's skip right over these sisters, actually. I want to hear this one instead. Here's Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard, and they're doing the TB Blues. Don't get that old TB, folks. Thank you.
listen, all of you good people. You never can whip old TV.
used to be. Songbirds up in the heaven sang this melody away to home in old Kentucky. And happy day that used to be.
Across the Rocky Mountain, I walk for miles and miles. Say, I'll never forget my mother's look. God bless her sweetly smile. Rich farmer who lived in the neighborhood by. He had a lonely daughter under a cash pie. She was both tall and handsome, blue eyes and curly hair. Say, there's no other girl in this wide world but her I could compare. She courted by two squires, so well they did agree. She's courted by two squires, so well they did agree. She's courted by two squires, so well they did agree. Stayed to none but Jack the sailor, who's crossed the deep blue sea. Your cheeks, they are too rosy, your fingers are too small. Your cheeks, they are too rosy, your fingers are too small. Your cheeks, they are too rosy, your fingers are too small. Your cheeks, they are too rosy to face the cannonball. Cheeks are not too rosy, nor fingers not too small. My cheeks are not too rosy, nor fingers not too small. My cheeks are not too rosy, nor fingers not too small. No, it would not change my conscience to see 10,000 fall. When walking through the battlefield, a-searching up and down. She walked into the battlefield, a-searching up and down. Saw among the dead and wounded, her darling Jack she found. She picked him up all in her arms and carried him to the town. She picked him up all in her arms and carried him to the town. She took him to the doctor for to quickly heal the wound.
Yeah. you can always do it in the dark with the Richmond Moving Image Co-op, home of the James River Film Festival, Flickr, the Italian Film and Food Festival, and the James River Filmmakers Forum. The RMIC is an all-volunteer-run nonprofit that supports independent media arts in Richmond. The Richmond Moving Image Co-op offers public screenings, workshops, and access to equipment, information, and resources. For event schedules, submission guidelines, volunteer opportunities, and more, visit www.rmicweb.org. That's rmicweb.org. Well, it's 8:49 and 30 seconds. We're coming down to the end of the Duets show here on Edge of Americana. Big thanks to the Honey Dew Drops. Once again, they are going to be playing tomorrow night at Ashland Coffee and Tea. That's 7 p.m. $5. Oh, my goodness, that made a noise when I did that. I won't do that again. So that's that. I got some more tunes, and Dustin is in. He is not Lee, but he's playing Lee tonight. We're all a little Lee on the inside, you know. Except for Lee, he's a whole lot of Lee all the time. But anyway, let's just keep the music rolling here. This are some good friends and great music here. This is Danny Nicely and Will Lee doing Jake Satterfield. And then we'll follow that up with some of the earliest duet singing I heard as a child. It's actually some British singing from Tony Barron and John Roberts. Jake Satterfield with a chestnut bear and an old spring wagon. He come riding into town, had an old pet crow cussing on his shoulder. Springfield Bible with the sights bobbed down. If I'm not back by tomorrow evening, I won't come home, cause you know I failed.
I'll sing you a song and a very pretty one concerning Creeping Jane. Now, why she never saw a man or a gelding in her life that she valued at the worth of half a pin. Lal the day, day, the diddle, lal the day, dow. Why she never saw a man or a gelding in her life that she valued at the worth of half a pin. Lal the day. When the Creeping Jane on the race course came, the gentlemen viewed her round, oh, and all they had to say concerning little Jane, she's not able for to gallop o'er the ground. Lal the day, day, the diddle of the day, do. And all they had to say concerning little Jane, she's not able for to gallop o'er the ground. Lal the day. Now when that she came to the second milepost, Creeping Janey was far behind, oh. Then the rider flung his whip around her bonny little neck, and he said, me little lassie, never mind. Lal the day, day, the diddle lal the day, do. Then the rider flung his whip around her bonny little neck, and he said, me little lassie, never mind. Lal the day. Now when that she came to the third milepost, Creeping Janey looked a blithe and smart, oh. And then she lifted up a little lily-white foot, and she flew past them all like a dart. Lal the day, day, the diddle lal the day, do. And then she lifted up a little lily-white foot, and she flew past them all like a dart. Lal the day. Now Creeping Jane the race has won, and she scarcely sweat a one drop, oh. Oh, why she's able for to gallop all the ground o'er again, while the others are not able for to trot. Lal the day, day, the diddle lal the day, do. Why she's able for to gallop all the ground o'er again, while the others are not able for to trot. Lal the day. Now Creeping Jane is dead and gone, and her body lies on the cold ground, oh. I'll go down unto her master one favour for to beg, just to keep her little body from the hounds. Lal the day, day, the diddle lal the day, do. I'll go down unto her master one favour for to beg, just to keep her little body from the hounds. Lal the day.
And that's Tony Roberts and John, excuse me, Tony Barron and John Roberts doing a tune called Creeping Jane. A wonderful, wonderful harmonies there. Before that, Danny Nicely and Will Lee with Jake Satterfield. We had Bruce Molsky and Big Hoedown featuring Beverly Smith singing with him on Rocky Mountain, the old Roscoe Holcomb tune. And the Monroe Brothers, can't have a duet show without the Monroe Brothers, with Just a Song of Old Kentucky before that. And E.C. Ball with Orna Ball doing Do You Call That Religion. Now I got time for just one more, and then it's time for the Dustin Lee Show. And so I'm going to go out with this really cool old tune from a group called the New Grape Twins, and this is I Got Your Ice Cold New Grape, which sounds like an advertisement, and it's from November 2nd, 1926, and there's very little known about these guys, but this is just beautiful. It's a beautiful song about, well, about soda pop. So hope you enjoy it. Come on back next week. Otto will be back, and we'll be doing something else. So and you can always check out the playlist at WRIR.org, and when the podcast is up, I will put it there as well.
I got a new grape, nice and fine. Got plenty in my kitchen, but you don't like mine. I got your eyes for new grape. Way down yonder in the promised land, a running tail your mama, yet a new grape man. I got your eyes for new grape. Little children's in the backyard, playing in the sand, a running tail your mama, yet a new grape man. I got your eyes for new grape. When you feel it kind of blue, do not know what ailing you, get a new crate from this store, then you have the blues no more. I got your Ico new crate. What that make your lips so flippy to flop, or when you drink a new crate, you don't know when to stop. I got your Ico new crate. If from work you come home late, rolling pin with that key, smiling brighter with new crate, then you sneak to rent good shape. I got your Ico new crate. Sister Mary had the bow, said he crazy loves her so. Buy the new grape every day, no, he's bound to win that way. I got your Ico new grape.